Daf Pehe Amad Aleph. Kim Lahu LeRabbanan. The Stam Aruga and the Zrazba Hezar Unin. That when you have a row which you are planting at 5 seeds, Kachi Midasa. This is its measurement. The Chamisha Zar Unin B'Shisa Tvachim Lo Yanki Imtzei. Then we have 5 seeds and 6 tvachim. The middle one will not draw nutrients. B'Shisa Baruchis. And the ones on the sides, Mahadadi from each other. B'Shisa Nikas Kol Zeras Tepachom Mechsa. Imokom Hazera. Because the amount of the drawing nutrients, the amount of space that it draws nutrients from is 1.5 tefachim, including the area that it's planted in. Hari min hazera hanizra v'gvul haruga. So therefore, it comes out that the seed planted at the edge of the row, k'neged ha'emsoi v'ad ha'emsoi is gimel tefachim, from opposite and until the middle is going to come out to be 3 tefachim. Me'elo shnayim, and from these two, on the lamidim, we learned the sever time that they done our time, the whole shenikas hazera tefachu mechsa, that the area that it's going to draw nutrients from is 1.5 tefachim. The lokava makom lizera, and this it's all cool since they didn't make a establish a place of to plant it next to the border. Lohoshiva, it's like hard to say it has to be against the corner. Elafilo imbol lizera connected MCS. Even if you're going to come and plant it directly opposite the middle seed, zero, you're allowed to plant it. Alma, therefore, you see, barachokas gibul tefachim sagi, the distancing it 3 tefachim is enough. Yafal gav the lean klein. Even though with regard to the halachas of klayim, hekera ba'amubi, and all you need is to be able to see that they're separate plantings. Luchashin liyanikim, we do not worry about them drawing nutrients. Kedanayin l'kaimomish, right? As we're going to say later in the sugya. Kabi Rosh Tor, this is going to be on the base with regard to we have something coming into another field at an angle. The Gabi Beis Shurois in regard to 2 different rows. Mio hefresh azar uni erugo, but separating the seeds of a row. The lolahavi irvum, that shouldn't be considered mixed together, leka hekera. There's no, it's not recognizable unless you have the amount, the distance of the amount that you need to draw its nutrients. The Gabe Rosh Tor, Vishtei Shuras, with regard to the tip of the row, which is at an angle, or 2 rows, the Kaima is going to be later, Ike Hekere, this is just the actual Tsuro, the shape of the planting is enough of it, it makes it recognizable. Hukach, Ki Ramazon Kroah, Hezar Unin Barugo, therefore when the Pasuk gives us a rem, is a hint, with regard to planting 5 seeds in a row, the shell of Tvachim Karma is talking about within 6 Tvachim. Manolon, the Kimlon, the Rabbanon, the Shir Yeniko, we'll see how they know that the Rabbanon know at all what the amount that they need to have nutrients in. The Mr. Machalot, that we can rely on them, will learn, Bikin, Hina, Chacham, and Bavoy, the Sadam, that the Chacham actually knew how to do farming. Late the Kamer Yonkim, that to know how much you need to, it takes out, it draws out the nutrients. That you shouldn't ask, say, who told people, humans what the amount of nutrients is? How can you figure it out? To plant next to the border, which will weaken his land, the amount that the early people said, who's the early people? Those are from the 7 nations in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. Show you bikim mekach. They're excellent. This gash from the Seirs we find also by the residents of inhabitants of Seir. Malo kana ze kana hamida shaboy mardin nekarka. Kana is this measurement that used to measure the ground. Lezayis roy legadol zaysim. It's a roy to this ear of land is roy to grow olives. Zeh latena this for figs. Vahu yoydin lahafresh. It's the earth being kind of looking, and they knew how to separate the land between the different plantings. Berecha, but time would just be smell and taste. Hechon lezeisim, hechon hulatenu. Where are you going to plant olives, and where are you going to plant figs? Mamela, the bikin how you bashir unique. Therefore, you see that they knew how much area the trees were drawing out nutrients from. Shemarecha in saras is a table of darsha. They turn around the pasuk and make a drash on the fichibi lama nekresh chibi. Why are they called chibi? Shetaymin is the earth. So is it ever roiyus for what to know? They would taste the ground, know why it's fit to plant there. Kechivi al kenachash like a snake. Shemachala offer that eats dirt. Shenasim bnei charim minechsein. Shenitrdu minachalasim. They were chased away from their inheritance. Below hutzuch lavo that mustn't didn't have to work their land. Kedechsivit says bnei Esav Yerushum that the Esav's descendants inherited their lands. Amar Rav Ashi aruga shamru. That we said, Trichelios Vol, Chutz Megvul, and it has to be 6 Tvachim, excluding the border. Show you Menichem Baruga, Karka Chalak, that you put in by the row of planted things, some barren ground. Sugal says, here around the planting, Lamochem Dishav, so you could walk up there. Because you're going to be watering the seeds. Mahalach Megvul, and that you would walk on the border.
Rashmina Rashi teaches the low table of Vov im Hagvulin that sticks together with this border, because Sheniach Tefach Halach Lekan, the Tefach Halach Lekan, you leave one Tefach open on each side, low day Aruba Mokum Yunikosan El Arbal, that the place of the it's drawing nutrients from the Aruba will only be four, but ain't Hefresh Benim Silla, because you can go El Agvul. And it won't be a gap between the middle one and the one that's opposite the borders. Just it'll be two tefachim. The kama rochman liyosa ruba kilchase. How much is the width that the row of planting should be like its halacha? V'teyale a teres haruka, and it has a halachic status being called a ruba, the called the bread for all of the halachas. Chaimon is going to say later lahata rosh tur to make the spinning of the other row coming in at an angle. Yerek and nichnas lo that you have the vegetable coming into it. Vayetzimin is coming out of it. Tchilesa. Kishiyuro, it doesn't have this amount. Lochashel mahavi lochkule. So it doesn't have something choshev important to have these leniencies of being called a field. Parsa parsis regal. That means footsteps. Veshkisa baraglecha lahatan al kasbecha mayim to carry on your shoulders. Water lahalich baraglecha l'svivosa lehashkaisa. And then walk with your feet around it in order to water it. Lomale lemichta raglecho. So why does it have to say with your feet? Loimer to teach you mamokam halchol hashkaisu gesher regelhu, that the place we're going to be walking in order to water it is the size of his footsteps. His feet we're going to walk there. Amar Rav aruga b'chor b'sheninu b'shenaseinu lahatir but hezuroy zarunim our mishnah which is talking to permit five seeds avololus to be b'seha. But not around it. Why? Around the rows. Shahari lopir shalocha ela hefresh is our unin shebasecha. Because only explain to you the gap between the seeds are in it. V'im tizra arugos sivilseha. If you're going to plant the rows around it, losuch laharka beinosin shebasecha. You're not going to be able to distance between those that are in it. Lizrei osan shebaruchos aruga, and to plant those which are in the. Get the sides of the row. Some chukul next to the border. Harchikim and emsi to distance it from the middle one. Kashir like you need the amount you need to. Lefish atamar krivo etzel zera hanirza bechaverta. It's a gvula because you're going to make it close to the seeds which you planted on the other border. Shem b'neim elish shnei tefachim. It's only between tefachim gap. Shogvuli aruga between the different borders. And I'm gimel bina. And we said earlier you need three tefachim. But you can mokum kronos my duchke the lola ukme baruga min harugos. Why was well forced into not say that we're talking about a row amongst other rows. Mukefes mukol tzad gimel arugos. They surround on three sides with three rows, on all sides with three rows. Shehein ches, which is like a ches kizet. Rashi gives a diagram to show how we're talking about. Lazarei beemz and the plant in the middle. Bechem mukulan all and so to by all. Then behezar unin five seeds. V'ha ika b'chol aruga mokum kronos zivio seha. You have each row the corners. Place in the corners after Yochel Hamshich Zerik Garin, you can be able to bring closer the seeds Shetizer Betzad Gvulin Shelzul Tzafin. You're going to plant next to the northern part border over there. Is there Shelzul the Droim? The other one to the south. Shelzul Mitzvah. The other one to the east. The Shelzul the Ma'ariv. The one to the west. Luzer is in Garin and Eitzel Akronis and plant these seeds next to the corners. Einach Sarach Hamshichem Mekneged Oisin Shemecheverim. But Befim, you're not going to have to bring them right opposite the ones which are planted. In inside it, Ella Hefresh Tevach, it'll only be a gap of a Tevach. The Ma'ay Amar Rab by Ruga Shebe Korvat Shini. The wide Rab have to tell us that we're talking about a row that's in a destroyed, empty area. The Melas says the Kranos Rab Mukim Esisim B'Mali Kaskola Ruach Shel Aruga. Rab says the Mishnah is talking about where you fill up the whole. You weren't just planting in the corners; you fill up the whole border. The Tzafim in the Mizrach, the Ma'ir from the north, from the east to west. V'chein Ruach Doraimi, so to the southern wall. Avol Mizrachi v'Amaravi, but the east and the western wall. Zerim, I just put a little bit of planting there. V'niach Hefresh Mekan to Mekan, and you put a gap between each of them. Kizer Rashi gives a diagram over here. Hilkach Yatu Yochel Zerim Oyber Aruga She'etzel. Therefore, you can't plant in the row next to it. The Tzafim to the north, the She'etzel Doraimi next to it in the south, and they Yeruv Shalbeis Arugas because it's going to come and mix up the two rows. And surrounded with the rows of planting on each side. And the corners inside of it you won't fill up. So still, why is Rav forced to say that we're talking about an aruga that's in the chorba? That it's the only aruga that's there, meaning it's barren in all other areas around it. Pehei, Omid, Beis. And then you're going to come and plant in the one next to it. They tell next to the border, mitochin from inside of it. Kasher zera, just like you plant in the middle of it. Below yasam leliboy, and you're not going to pay attention about the irbush shnei rugas that the two rows are getting mixed together. Below yehei etzel roishtor. This means to say, I feel the milo is so even if you fill it up. Vakach zera gar in echod v'chaverti, and afterwards you plant one seed in its friend, meaning in the other one. Bein hefresh kasher bein ola bein zera shibazu, and it's not going to have the gap between it and the other seed. Mabakach, why do we care? Lo yehei nidon ela karosh tor yerek hanimshach. It should only be compared. It should be considered like this rosh tor, the edge of the row of vegetables that's coming in. Ubal mesadazu lesadazu. It's coming from one field to another. Shinir yofe, it looks. It looks very apparent that it's not from the field it's coming into. Shinechas that's going into. Elamuzu that's rather it's apparent that's coming from the other field. And therefore it has it's recognizable that they're not mixed together. We don't worry about them drawing nutrients from each other. Roshtor karele, it's called a roshtor. That's a normal way. L'seif asad at the end of the field. Lios miskatzeres hachareisha. You narrow the plowing. L'limshach l'balachsain karoshtor. And you're going to make it stick out at an angle like the Rosh Tor, because then Rashi gives a diagram of a triangle. Ain Rosh Tor by Aruga. Ain Teres het the Rosh Tor by Aruga la Aruga. You don't have the Teres of the Kula, the leniency of this Rosh Tor, of this the angle sticking out, when you're talking from one row to another. Elam is Sada Gedoyla Sech Aruga. Unless it's, and when do you say this het is if it's coming from a big field into a row of planting? Or Maruga lo Sech Sada Gedoyla, or from one row of planting into another field. Om Misada Gadola, so Misada Gadola, from one field to another field. I will stay a Rugos when it's just two rows of planting. Lo Havi Hekar, it's not going to be recognizable. Elodemik Elohein Achas, because in the appearance of it's one. The Loi Cheshiba Kolchad Babi Nash, because each one its own is not considered something very important to make it recognizable. Either leaves, which is growing from one row to another row, are going to mix together. Shem Minei Melashin Tvachim Shel Givulin. You only have two in between them, the two tzvachim's worth of the borders for they're going to walk onto the water. When they tishur l'kam, tishur l'kam, mamshich shel ruach zu beside kerem mizrachis, the tzvainis, you're going to draw out, meaning lead in the direction of this room from a northeastern direction, shel ruach zu l'tzad ma'arovis teremis, another one's going to go towards the southwestern corner, v'chein kulin, and so to by all of them, l'archikin to distance them, shelo yehizek negedah, they shouldn't be directly opposite each other, kamo shepir yishas. As we explained, Gabeik Tafta the Yala by the question earlier, the Mokum Kornos, then we were dealing with the corners. Logazar Shmuel, Shemi Yamali, as a Kornos, Shmuel does not have the decree, the Gezerah, of that perhaps you might come to fill up the corners. Kachniris, Shidazuba Enai. This is how Rashi says it seems to him that you're supposed to explain what's going on. Below Pirsha Rabosekin, but he points out that his Rebbeim did not explain that. Shem Pirsha Kornos Elo Gvulin, he says that the corners are talking about the borders. Vayeshal Gimgum and Baharbe have lots of questions on it. And only Rashi says at the top of that the term Kronos, I only heard in whole Shas that means corners. And I found a smach in that what was written by Rabbi Shimon Azakin, who was his mother's brother. And he was saying it over in the name of Rabbeinu Gershom, the father of the diaspora. The Chuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, and also the Chuvas of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Shul Shiva begim upon him. Lo Yishmer Einay. Those also, then he goes on and says, but also what Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda writes in the three different Purushim also does not seem correct to him. Hefkia, Lashon Kriya, it's mean ripping. Shekreya Karka, you're ripping the land, Kamo Mavloi, Mechnasei Hakayanim, that the worn out pants of the Kayanim, Hoyim Afkiyanim, would tear them apart. Tell them is a ma'ane is a rope. Sure, which is a rope. Alpine Kula, Shehiver, Mizerva, Shebetzafel, Mizerva, Shebedroin, that you are going from the seeds in the north to the seeds in the south, there, Chansi, through the middle, Vizara, Me'echad, Aminim, and you're planting them from one of the species. Omimin Shishi, or from a sixth species, Maha, what's halacha? Mim Vatal Torah Shuro, this is do away with the halachas of it being a row. Hichel's Aruga, the halachas of the a row. Bishvil Telemechim, because of one little planting, although or not. But Erbo, Vubitilis, the Shuro of Asr is forbidden. Shay Shuro Shokishum, Vassal, and Shay Shuro Shodulun. Next to them is two rows of the gourds, squash. Vetzel Beishur Shalpul, HaMitzri, and then next to me you have two rows of a pool of Mitzri. Below by Ruba Ela Besada Gadol, this is not just in rows, but it's rather it's a whole full large field. Mutter, the Shtei Shurosh Choshivi, the Mahavi Sada, the Namshayim, because two rows is already considered something important that can be considered its own individual field. The Havi Akera, and it's recognizable, the Komin Lumin, Mils of Avinashi, that each species is its own. It's planted on its own. Shira achas bekol echad from each species. Havi irub that's considered mixed together. Lo chashiv bekol chad so that the nashuk each one is not considered its own individual field. Alma talam echad havi irub. So you see from one row when the planting over there it's going to be considered mixed together. The ika shirachas murosehem arucha is the branches are very long. Misarvos harbim lamaylo and they mix up a lot on top. The nearer your buvon mukayim misarvim looks like they're mixed together in many places. Kol ginaso yerek shall harbi minim from different species. Oysa kol arugah sehem ruvas above. You can make each of the rows square and six tefachim. But oigel b'chol arugah hey, and you're gonna in each row you're gonna have five zareya b'oigel min echad. You're gonna plant in this round circumference one the species. V'yeh sheker harbi l'dorv. It's very recognizable. The ain tzerach la'achiv. And you're not going to have the distance between a ruga lechaverta between one row and the other one. You're going to plant a half tefach that's going around each row. We call a ruga ruga from each row. Meshar meaning from other species. Because each one, in such a way, each one is going to look and be recognizable as if it's planted on its own. These are the borders of the row that we said on top earlier. Aruga is vav, six tefachim chutz megvulin, except for the empty lands on its sides. But oisim gevulin and those borders, because she is arim mechaber mehekef ribua harugais v'havi irba. When you plant in there, they're going to connect the squared parts of these rows. V'havi irba, but it's going to be considered mixed together. Sharihim shel shanim, because it's from two different species. V'machir bein habinyonim, bein anzarin. You don't plant him. Lamalos and to fill him up. To come, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lav dafka lamalos kol agina karmi." He didn't really mean to fill up everything of the whole garden. Ela shiyu kol ruga seven maleos. Rather, the whole rose should be filled up. Leil chutzim gavulein. But he always meant that you're excluding the border areas. Im ha yeribu ha ruga zruin shasi zera bein habinyanim arif. Meaning, if the squared parts of these rows are planted in the east west, so you're going to plant to. Plant now north south or vice versa. Avoid is yerek be yerek acher kamashir v'daso laharchik chaver memenu k'tei v'daso. How much is the amount and area that you need to work in order to distance one from the other? Vav tochem lehezar unin kamosh shenina for five seeds, like we looked or taught earlier.